Yeah. We're starting with the man in the mirror.
Suck that phallic bag.
What?
I said we're starting with the man in the mirror.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
You tweeted, you mean it. You tweeted, you mean it. You tweeted, you mean it. So don't try to get out of it. Yeah.
Indeed.
Welcome to You Tweeted, You Meaned It, Episode 9. We're going to call this one Guests, just because it's the first time. So
that's what we have.
Yes. Today we have guests, and their names are John Merrifield, Joey Thibodeau, Casey James LeBlanc, and two people on the bed sitting next to us. We are here together. You guys can talk if you'd like. It's gonna get very low from this point.
Yeah.
Do you guys have Twitters at all?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, he has one. I have one.
Yeah. I'm not that self-indulgent.
I am Joey Tibb, T-H-I-B, Joey Tibb.
This is Joey. And he does have a Twitter. What is your Twitter handle?
He just said it twice.
Oh, that is Joey Tibb, T-H-I-B, Joey Tibb.
Oh.
At Joey Tibb. That's how
this is my listening skills, guys.
Yeah.
This is why I don't have guests. Because I can't remember shit.
Super strong social skills. Go, John.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, what's up?
My Twitter is at John Said A Thing. All lowercase.
At John Said A Thing, all lowercase. Now, can I ask you, John, what is your Twitter handle?
Fuck you.
Oh, okay, this is me. I'm fucking up. Sorry.
Right, that's fine. We update those every 2 or 3 months. Every 2 or 3 months, we get on there and we tweet to the Twitter thing. And we
tweet to the Twitter universe, I like to say it. The Twitterverse. Yeah, yeah.
The twerks.
The tweeples.
Yeah, I know.
All sorts of words.
So that's what twerking is. Okay, thank you.
Yes, we've solved the mystery of twerking.
T-W-I-R-K-I-N-G.
Twerking came from Black Twitter, which is a real thing. A real thing. It's not even a website. It's just Twitter with black people. They call it Black Twitter. How racist is that shit?
Yeah.
Bringing it awkward.
Yeah, I know. We twerk with words is what we're trying to say.
Word? I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Do you have a Twitter, Casey?
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, no, you said you were too self. Wow, I'm really.
No,
I'm no Twitter for Casey. He's too cool.
Enough. Oh, you're not like, that self. That's what you
watch
said.
Watch out for the chair because it's holding the mic.
I know that. I'm using it.
You're not going to wear the headphones?
Oh, I'm not going to wear that. I'm actually going to put this down, this laptop.
But no, yeah, no.
Sets laptop on floor.
I don't feel the need for a Twitter. People don't care about my life. I don't really care what's going on, so why would anybody else?
Kill yourself.
That is the amazing thing about Twitter. You can talk about your life that no one gives a shit about, and people will like it, and they will start following you. They're like, this person has the coolest of the shittiest lives ever. And that's how I got my fame on Twitter. Hashtag shitty life all day.
Is that what your podcast is? You're just talking about Twitter?
No, it's not.
No, but no. He actually brings up a valid point. Like
John with the finer points of podcasting points out how Byron does not understand how to negotiate podcasts and host.
I will be the loudest person on this podcast, and you still feel like you're crunching into the mic.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. You feel like I'm shouting, turn your volume down so you hear no one but me. Thank you.
It's twitter.com/@deadsoulcomedy and twitter.com/@, I don't know if that, it's not slash at. It's
you can buy a shirt for $5 at this point.
Twitter.com and then @deadsoulcomedy and @johnsaidathing. You can follow me anytime.
John said a thing.
Yeah. Well, if you don't put the http://, then I'm gonna fucking, they're not gonna make it there, man.
I'm gonna lose some Twitter
vape. No, it's literally right behind me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's charging on your Android charger.
And vape pens. I recently found out that people who vape
don't like. Let's talk about vape pens. Where's that bag at? It's, yes. Right. What kind of vape pen do you have? If
somebody calls it a vape pen one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to punch them in the face. Go ahead, do it. Try it.
All right, so what flavor of e-liquid do you have there?
Everybody finds out a different word for vape pen. Really quick.
I'm actually a little ashamed, but it's called unicorn milk.
Unicorn milk.
It's milky, and it's actually really gross. But
from female unicorns. Or male unicorns, you don't know what milk is.
Too high for this shit.
No, unicorns, dude, you just don't know how to milk them.
Right, bull you milk. Milk it's right. Like bull milk, right?
You gotta milk them right.
Yeah.
That's nipples, right?
How did they come up with the name for that?
Unicorn milk.
How do they come up with the names for anything?
Unicorn milk, because you're like, I'm gonna smoke this shit anywhere the fuck I want.
Like, I'm sorry, it's appetizing as fuck.
What's it taste like?
Unicorn milk.
What does unicorn milk taste like?
Still not exactly sure, to be completely honest.
Wow. I love it. Love everything about it.
Oh, God.
John, would you like to be a part of this again?
Yeah, John has found his stunner shorts.
That's too high to talk right now.
I would like to talk about the JPs that you run. It was a very awesome mic tonight. We did JPs earlier.
Right now.
Had an awesome
we all
set.
Received our blue jobs from the audience as usual.
Oh, yeah, JPs. Too bad it was a bunch of dudes.
JPs, we going on.
But they blow us with laughs. On stage, dudes have good these, laughs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I run a room with JPs, by the way.
Yes, you do.
It's a pretty good room.
Hey, Wranglers, get your crotch out of my fucking knee.
Casey, just come go, on, man. Just,
got a crotch and knees situation going on.
Also, man. I'm just going to say before anything else, I've been waiting, like I actually came here, and I'm doing this now, solely for the reason that I wanted to see John Merrifield cry.
That's why we all this, go anywhere, no, is to see John on, cry.
No, I'm not going to cry. Guys, I'm on antidepressants. No way.
John is on too much Adderall. He's too dehydrated to cry.
You can't feel feelings anymore, dude. It's just go.
You don't need feelings anyway, man. Okay. That's why I have a Twitter, because of all my fucking feelings. It's horrible. But like anyway. Anyway, JP's, we were talking about. How's that going?
That's going pretty goddamn good, Byron.
Pretty good.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're making some changes, but we're going to see how they work out. I don't know. It's a pretty good room. We have like an average of 40 people, which from what I hear, that's pretty fucking good for an open mic.
What type of changes are we talking about? If it's open to public.
We're limiting how many comics can perform right now. Like, if you're out of town, it doesn't really affect you. But like for the local comics, we're limiting that. And right. It's just because the owner's a big stickler about like how many people perform. But if it doesn't,
don't want to run too late.
If it doesn't change anything, then I'm going to ask them to like not limit it anymore, because I don't know.
Cool.
But I gotta fucking do it.
Indeed.
Yeah, John is very, very pro-comics. He stands up for the comics at every stand he gets. He
got
just,
to do
like,
it. Because they will not stand up for themselves.
Right, he
is proven.
Precisely. He
comics
is our he's the champion of the open mic. He represents and respects and appreciates the open mic and the comedians that are in it.
Then why does everybody hate on him?
Who was with all the hate?
That's 100% true statement.
Who was with all the hate tonight? Who was with that shit?
Oh my God.
Is that like a joke?
Okay. Oh, because everybody knows that they're going to get last. Could we do a contest? Okay, for those who are listening, you know what I'm talking about. We do a contest every week, and we come up with a topic. Every week, and tonight...
For those who are listening to know what we're talking about.
Oh, no, you guys in Lafayette, Louisiana?
Yeah.
That is where we are right now.
Every time we do a contest, it's like a joke writing contest, and they have to come up with like a fucking joke about the topic, and then usually always turns into like them hating on me.
Yeah. Right. If every winning submission is John Merrifield.
It's just because you're the host, right?
Yeah, I think it's fun, though. Like,
yeah.
Hosting. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. How can I say I don't? I'd fucking enjoy the shit out of it.
Well, yeah, no, I'd like reading my card every night, too.
Yeah, it's great.
John Merrifield goes up every night and talks shit about himself.
No, it's fucking fun. Because
and he gives away a bottle of alcohol if the person you talk shit best about him.
All I care about is that people laugh. And, like, if people are laughing at my expense, I'm just glad that people are laughing at my show.
I feel like that is my whole, like, take on comedy. Like, I just do self-deprecating shit. Except I mean, like, I tied it.
Jokes about myself, but, like, when people write jokes about me, it doesn't bother me. Because I just want people to fucking laugh. Nah. If that's what it takes for them to laugh, then I'm fucking happy.
Oh, yeah, with my comedy, I just, like, I twist situations that I've been in or that I thought was funny about myself, and I just kind of like say it was about somebody else, but really secretly it's like, oh, behind the actor studio, it's about him.
So you mean you're a 13
he cries in the shower. Yes, he does. Yeah, right. Can't see the tears.
I like to walk in the rain because when it's raining, no one see I cry.
It's good to establish who's the James Lipton of the podcast. That's Casey is the James Lipton of this podcast here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. The white metalhead version of Mr. T?
That's what it sounded like.
James Lipton, yes, sir.
I mean,
nice.
I'll accept. All right, cool.
I'll take it.
Mr. T's pretty cool, yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Should I say something into that glowing blue?
Oh, lordy. sure.
Lordy's a good place to start. Yeah.
Yeah, lordy. That's like the, that's the British guar, right? Lordy.
I head of cabbage, and it was the best I've ever bought from Lordy's, like, you know.
Are you familiar with Lordy the band?
Lordy Cabbage. Lordy the band sells Lordy Cabbages.
I thought that's where we're going. I've bought an iceberg lettuce heads, but never Lordy.
Don't say anything, man.
Alright.
What?
I don't know. Let's Lordy get as awkward as possible. Here we go.
What the fuck? Are you kidding?
Casey, talk about your phone.
Okay.
My only question is, was Lordy like a pun on Lord? No.
Well, Lordy is an actual person. The fact.
Yeah, it's not how you spell it, too.
Yeah.
Because there's like a power metal band called Lord. And it's Lordy.
Casey, the resident metalhead. Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, well, don't own it now.
Everybody heard that squeak. How old was that right here? That was squeaking.
Old enough to kick your ass, brother.
Oh, man.
You sound like a hillbilly rapist.
Sounded like a hillbilly rapist.
Moose.
Yeah. There's a hairy thin line between a rapist and a racist. And
it's fucking letters. That's what it is.
If you see white sheets, you need to clench your butthole and run away. Any way you stand, it's time to get the fuck out of there.
They will throw those sheets down, throw you on top of those sheets, and attack your butthole if it is not tight. That's what he's saying.
Absolutely.
So John Merrifield is a great person. I do like him.
Yes,
but he's giving me the thumbs up right now. But I'm currently looking at his dumb fade ass New Iberia haircut.
You said New Iberia haircut?
I said New Iberia haircut.
What does that mean?
Oh,
let's talk about it.
YouTube exists.
Yeah,
just. New Iberia haircut. There you go.
Yeah.
That's John Merrifield's head.
Right. Everything I've heard about John Merrifield,
he's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yes. No, I've you know, it's interesting. I've heard him talk on stage about his penis. He spends a large amount of time on talking about that subject. I've heard girls he's had sex with talk about the poor technique he has. In sex, he's very bad at having sex. From everything
why,
I've heard,
why are we talking about his,
I'm actually asking
his sex?
Brothers.
Yeah.
Well,
everything I've heard.
This is not a conversation for now, guys.
All right, we should have drawn those lines when you started the podcast.
We're going too much into the John Merrifield like background. Like,
I was trying to get
other
him,
people.
Trying to tell
I was just saying he was a good
person. Trying to encourage him to participate. Really.
I don't believe he's a good person.
No. John, you shouldn't have bailed on this after you started, though. It's bad. Why? Why did you just tap out on
tired, bro,
was podcast?
The, was the response.
Slap ass.
Slap ass. Like Key and Peele shit, man.
Yeah.
I just need one more. It's one more slap ass.
Your hair's so long and luxurious.
Yeah, I decided to take it down. Sorry.
All right. So, for the next segment of this is gonna be me reading tweets, and the thing about this is like I invite everyone to make comments. I will read them in a manner that will be like comments available if need be. And I encourage you to say whatever you'd like, in make fun of or
round robin,
encourage.
Yeah, wrong. Like,
yes, because they might get outlandish. I don't know. I'm just starting from a random place. So just whatever flows. Let's get on with this shit. First
fuck
tweet.
I fucking hate this shit. Whatever. Fuck these white people.
I may have smoked a whole pack of cigarettes tonight. This is from October 7th, by the way. This is not like tonight. I don't know why I had to say that. Self-conscious in my head.
It's just statements.
Get out of there. I may have smoked a whole pack of cigarettes tonight. I scrolled through Facebook looking at different people post about Louis C.K. Now Facebook wants to hide all the pictures. Hashtag, I just want to share it. Good news, guys. I just had to switch over to, quote, most recent for the 100th time. Fuck top stories.
Yes. Yeah.
Just unfriended a person I don't know for posting 20 YouTube videos about Ebola being an inside job. Can't imagine friending myself.
I'm sorry, no, fuck Ebola. I gotta tell you about my opinions, but I have this one person on my fucking Facebook, and it's how it's become a spiritually better person.
Ooh. Right.
Alright.
It's just like, 12 things you didn't know, you were shitting wrong, you dummy. What do you think? Like, what were you thinking?
I have no idea where you're going.
Nobody does. It's just Facebook.
Are you trying to say that you're tired of seeing all the constant lists of random shit that I don't care about?
Yeah. The BuzzFeed posts.
It's just like the 12 twerking videos in a row.
Shared BuzzFeed's link.
But for some fucking reason, I'll always stop at the person who's getting fucking beaten to death or like shot in the head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You gotta see the interesting
ones. Hey, nature.
World star.
Hey,
World star
hip hop. Like, world star hip hop coming at you live.
So I'm just supposed to go to sleep now? Is being in the same room as a hero the night before a good enough reason to miss work? Be the type of person people ruin their lives after seeing. Hashtag new fame goal. Two people unfollowed me like the self-fulfilling prophecy machine I am. 10 seconds later, I check. JustUnfollow.com. Yeah, I'm ashamed.
Wait, no. That website actually exists?
That website exists, yes. You can literally see who unfollowed you at any given moment. If your number moves, that's what I'm admitting to.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy, but it's there, and it's very accessible. By logging in, they're probably stealing my information.
Lousy.
But anyway, the guy who's posting all the gay porn vines on my timeline unfollowed me. You can post gay porn, but not handle my tweets. At JKK Aaron.
Hey, gay porn is pretty mild. Your tweet's pretty fucked up. Honest right now. As a gay porn watcher. Nice. Your tweets are several steps above a nice man-to-man blowjob.
I tagged them in case you were curious about the gay porn vines. Not bad.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, right?
Retweet of John Caron at Black Rocker. I unfollowed you by mistake, buddy. At John K. Ron, or J.K. K. Ron. Laughing my ass off. You don't have to follow me back. I don't know why anyone is, honestly. LOL.
So people actually still use LMAO? Like,
I do.
I always see it like used ironically.
Yeah.
I'm 17, Lamal, blah.
I don't use it ironically. I use it as like conversation. I'm like, you're supposed to feel a certain way when you see this. And that's the feeling I want to convey. Like, that's because I grew up with AIM and shit. American like Online, this instant kind of, messaging. Kind of
yeah, yeah.
Like, I grew up in the time of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or Yahoo Instant Messenger.
It's like, it still means the same thing for me as it did back then, even though I tell myself that it's stupid for everyone else.
I've never met anybody else, but there was, like, as soon as we got internet on our fucking computer, which was from, I don't know, 1863, whatever, we had a thing called Palace.
Right.
And it was like an instant messenger type thing. And it was a thing you brought, like a little application you brought up on your computer screen. And you can go into different rooms, but you had little avatars.
Right.
And it was like young kids in JNCO jeans with like flat bills and those hats. And I had a girlfriend.
On that site?
Yeah.
Or that program.
Yeah, no.
It was probably like a catfish.
Yeah, it was.
Did you ever see your girlfriend on To Catch a Predator?
No. Yeah, so no.
You didn't get catfished on?
No, it was
a young age. You know, it was a different time. You
it don't was get my mother. Catfished. My mother
no, that's like prime time for
no,
this.
No, I remember my mother doing this. No, check it out. I remember my mother doing this. And her name was like Tabasco Girl, whatever. Because Southern Louisiana was from all around the state. And I saw that and I was like, oh, well, fuck that. I'm going to be Tabasco Boy. 13. Because I think 13.
Good number.
That's not a fucking joke.
Yeah.
And this other girl that I started to talk to, I spelled all kinds of wrong, like, words wrong because I was drunk as fuck. Not drunk. No, just young.
Dumb as fuck.
Yeah. Dumb. Just fucking just stupid. Dumb. Just waiting for it. And she changed her name. Like, you can do that. Like, you didn't have to go through a process to where you draw blood and give it to the CIA and shit.
Yeah.
And she changed her name at that point to Tabasco Girl, like 13 or 14. I was like, you're my girlfriend. I got an internet girlfriend.
Well,
that's the end of my story.
Yeah. So it's your mom, right? It was your mom, it was your girlfriend, is what you're saying.
Just the name. Just the name was.
Alright, Casey did his mom. Next tweet.
You are a man.
I wish that whole episode didn't end with me having more followers than I started with. Hashtag what satisfaction. I like the translation button. I like how the translation button has reached Facebook. But Twitter's like, well, we already have like 4 buttons. I shouldn't have spent a few more seconds on that last tweet. God damn, I can't even read. I should have spent a few more seconds on that last tweet. Quote, Google it would have been a great punchline.
I was going to say, we're like, is that what you tweeted or you just don't know how to read?
Right.
I don't know how to read. That's no. That's just the.
And
that's
I don't know thing. If going in reverse. Yeah. I don't know if going in reverse chronological order really works for this because some of the ones that come after relate to the ones before.
No, that's just how I tweet. Like, really.
Yeah.
And here's some very shame filled self promotion. SoundCloud, Byron Broussard, check out L Podcast. Whoa. Shout out in the shout out. That was crazy. Anyway, my night tweets are insomnia incarnate. I love the word incarnate. I almost want to Google it, reread the definition, and try to rekindle that old flame. I did.
Yeah.
Guy bent over stool, single for a year, being invisible in real time. The names of unwritten future bits.
Oh, okay. Wait, Guy bent over stool is the name of future bit?
Yep, guy bent over stool.
All right,
that's for the very far future. I'm not gonna do.
Is that a premise or just the name of the bit? If you have the premise, that's I'd the like premise. To. Okay, guy bent over stool. All right, seems humorous already. I'd like to hear that fleshed out. Fleshed out, so to speak.
I always love that term. Fleshed out.
Yeah, just, no. as fleshed out as you can get it.
Definitely was not my first time hearing fleshed out.
Please don't give me a boner. Please stop talking. Show me your feet and we're done.
Maybe
your personal hair.
Nice. Maybe my brain maybe my brain will let me sleep now that I wrote down what it wanted me to. I'll be back in 20 unslept minutes. Rumination is a motherfucker.
Happy 222 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Well, no, it just was like 221, so I lost, so whatever. Go ahead.
Ever feel like your eyes slip into REM? Ever feel your eyes slip into REM? It's a very strange feeling while wearing contacts.
I can about imagine. That sounds terrible.
I'm sorry, my eyes are fucking great.
Mine too.
I wish I had great vision.
Yeah,
these contacts saved me.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
Not bad enough to get LASIK surgery.
I didn't read in the dark as a child, and my parents yelled at me when I sat too close to the TV.
Yeah, hey, I was too close all the time.
Did you hear about that woman who didn't change her contacts for like 6 months? She got like an infection, and it ate her eye.
No,
like,
I didn't hear.
Like, yeah,
that makes me want to take my contacts out now. Nah, I don't even know how long.
I mean, it took like 6 months, but like, yeah.
They just, I used to leave mine in for like 3.
Bacteria ate her fucking eyes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's good Facebook news story there.
I'm glad I heard that, because now I will not leave mine in for six months at the most. Yeah.
Also, watch documentaries about North Korea. That shit is insane.
Yeah. Nothing. I mean, it might have been Korea.
You're welcome. Just...
Watch the documentary Until Light Takes Us.
No.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Just watch. Just don't even tell him. Just don't even tell him. That'd be a mystery factor. You turned into an ape after two.
Used to think my depression was as bad as other people's, but I have more faith that this shitty world will eventually kill me. Hashtag bit. Is my left brain supposed to tell me the right one? What?
Right.
When you make sense of the tweet that you guys see, let us know.
I sometimes don't know what I'm saying myself. Isn't my left brain supposed to tell me the right one when things are inappropriate? My id is fucking my super ego or something, right?
No, what you're fucking is my understanding of the human language at the point in time.
Right, me too.
The right brain is the creative one, the left brain is the automaton.
I'm reading from past me. Past me and present me are two different people.
So completely. You graduated preschool.
Yes. After writing these on October 7th of 2004, I graduated.
I'm so sorry. I knocked over the mic.
Alright.
This seems like the inappropriate time to mention my podcast.
Podcast.
I can't do English.
Duckman podcast. Podcast.
You know, speak good.
This seems like the appropriate time to mention my podcast. You tweeted, you mean it, which makes fun of things I can't take back. that seems like a good place to end that shit.
Yeah.
That was
give me a little shameless self-promotion. Come on.
Shameless self-promotion. Yeah. Twitter is at Black Rocker. I go by Lord Byron in my music. You can find that on SoundCloud under Byron Broussard. And I go by Lord Black Rocker, which is putting the music and the Twitter together for my Instagram. Yes, make pictures. How does that make sense?
First and last name for Facebook,
Yeah, dude. For you?
Go for it.
For
me? Facebook. What's to look you up for?
I was like, yeah, dude, continue. Byron Broussard is Facebook.
Byron Broussard on Facebook.
Fuck Facebook, right. Though.
But still, it's shameless, dude. It's shameless. Give every tag you got.
Yeah, no, dude. I think he covered it.
I have a live journal. I have a Tumblr.
Yeah.
I have a Vampire Freaks.
My MySpace page.
Slipknot 666 killyourself.net.
I'm on the butt monkey fucking forum.
You can actually find my
forum
spring on my
I have a handle on 4chan that's very popular.
Yeah.
No, do you really? I know. No, I was going to say, that's actually quite a but like
I used to be on 4chan. I was in like high school.
Oh, it's Cerrones and like other furries.
Oh. So what's your Zanga? I mean, so
that would be BKB059. Yeah, like, I actually don't own the next gen system, even a previous gen system.
So you like men, correct? Okay.
I like babies. baby men. My bad, people. That was horrible.
All right,
can't take it back. Put it in the universe, the Twitterverse.
Just own it. All right.
I've heard worse. Okay.
Do you have sign off?
I don't have a sign off actually.
Oh Lord, yeah. We just taper off.
Yeah, we just tape. Not really taper. We'd like, I find a moment that I should have ended on, and then I end like 10 seconds after it.
Yeah,
that's how I go. Like,
is that what we're looking at right now?
Yeah, like the bazinga joke, and then you're like, oh, we should have ended on that. Yeah, and then, like, just don't end.
Right. No. I feel like we've trailed there. I feel like this is where we've led ourselves.
The snail trail of tears. That's what this is. Horrible joke.
No, that's good.
I like
super good.
I would have laughed.
You have found yourself at any point for this
podcast. Oh shit, that was the ending.
Snail trail of tears.
I really did it.
Alright.
Passed up the ending, and to circle back, this has been the episode 9.
Yeah.
Nine guests.
Guests.
Yeah, amazing guests. What's your name, by the way?
Yeah, names. Let's do names.
Brandon Hash.
Cool. Brand, a.k.a. Hash.
No, it's Brent Hash. It's
Brent Hash.
Like, that's not a joke. His name is Brent fucking Hash.
All
right. That's why the drone calls me Hash.
Brent Hash, and we have Casey.
Casey James LeBlanc.
James LeBlanc.
Affleck. Very proud of who I am.
The most pretentious metalhead I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
Joey Thibodeau and John Mayerfield for like 2 seconds.
Oh yeah, John was here.
Yeah.
And his ghost is present now.
Yeah. He checked out. None of us regret it.
Yeah.
Goodbye, John Mayerfield.
Oh, he would have cried the entire time.
So. Yeah.
I feel like I should have cut this part out.
Well, good night.
All right.